Yeah. I just got off the phone with Big Unk. He texts 6 a.m. in the morning. Say, gotta hit me as soon as you get up. Waking baby well, with a gangster.
I guess this is what y'all been waiting for.
It's gonna be a whole lot of that
welcome
shit this year, nigga.
To the Waking Baby Show with Big Unk.
Yeah, G's up, home down. Yeah, I'm a boss. I ain't got time for no bullshit. You waste the mind, you catch that eye.
Let's go. What's going on, everybody? You already know what time it is, man. Welcome to another episode of the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, man. With your motherfucking man, be up, man. And today's episode is episode 7, man. And before I get into this, man, I just want to take out time to say thank y'all, man, for subscribing to my channel, checking out my videos, listening to my podcast, follow me on Instagram, or whatever you take time out of your day to do, just to listen to me talk this shit, man. I say thank y'all, man. Because time, like money, is a great motherfucking commodity. And we don't want to waste neither one of them motherfuckers. Now, with that being said, let me stop wasting my time and get straight into this shit, man. Because today's episode, man, it's called Fuck Your Excuses. And the reason it's called Fuck Your Excuses, man, is because really, fuck your excuses. Because your excuses ain't gonna get you nowhere. They ain't gonna get you nowhere. Your excuses don't allow you to change. Your excuses don't allow you to move forward. Your excuses don't do shit for you or your motherfucking problems, man. So why make them? See, what the real deal is, man, is most people don't try hard enough to do whatever it is that they say they want to do. Or more importantly, most people don't go get the proper information they need to be able to do whatever the fuck they say they want to do. See, a lot of times the information you will end up getting is the information you getting from another motherfucker who ain't doing shit with their motherfucking life. And that information ain't helped them, so how the fuck you think it's gonna help you? So that's why I say, man, today's episode is about fuck your excuses, man. Because one thing I know about making an excuse, man, it don't allow you to move on. It don't allow you to fix the problem. It don't allow you to do shit. It don't, man. So that's why I tell people, man, if you got an excuse, miss me with it. Because I don't even want to hear that shit, man. Because let me tell you something, man. The reason I don't want to hear it, man, is because I know what making excuses did to my motherfucking life, man. It ain't do shit to my motherfucking life, man. It wasn't until I decided, man, to get up and start to change my life and do everything I needed to do to fix my life, man, is when my life started to become the way I wanted my life to be. But it damn sure didn't come from making excuses. Because like I tell a lot of people, man, most of your excuses come from you not wanting to do the work. It come from you not wanting to get up every day and sacrifice your time to be able to get the things that you say you really want to have in your life. And so that's why I say, man, you have to really goddamn really sit back, man, and really understand what it really take to do this shit, man. And it don't take excuses. Excuses have no place in success, man. It don't. It don't have no place in that shit, man. I'm telling you, man. You know, I used to make them motherfuckers, man. I used to make them. And the reason most people make excuses, man, because they think people want to listen to them. But I come to find out the only type of people that like to listen to other motherfuckers make excuses is the type of people that make excuses they own motherfucking self. Now, who want to be around a motherfucker like that? Damn sure not me. Damn sure not me. And the reason I feel so motherfucking, man, adamant, man, I be saying the right words, man, because, you know, and my wife give me the head shake so I know adamant about the shit I say is because, man, this is how I feel. This is how I really, man, I stand on this shit, man. I didn't get here from making excuses, man. I didn't get here from making excuses. All excuses ever did for me, man, was hold me up from getting here, man. And that was my fault. Just like I tell y'all all the time, man. Anything that go wrong in your life is your fault because it's your life. And you can't make an excuse for your motherfucking life. Well, I ain't saying you can't, because you can. But what the fuck do the excuse, like I said again, do for your motherfucking life? You just got to try harder, people. Matter of fact, you ain't even... fuck trying harder. You just got to do what you're supposed to be doing. You got to get up every day, man, and no matter what the fuck is in your way, remove it. Remove it. You have to do the hard work, man. You have to do the hard work. But one of the most important things that I tell people, man, get the information, man. Get the information, man. Fuck running around this bitch chasing the bag. Chase the book. Chase the book, man. That's where you need to be spending most of your time at, man, is collecting information, man. Because the more information you collect, the more money you gonna get. Because once you got the information, can't nobody take that away from you. But they can take that money. You can give that money away. And you can't replace it. I don't give a fuck how many times you get that $100 back. You still missing that $100 you gave away. But not with information. You can give information. You can give information away all day long, and it'll never leave your motherfucking pocket. It won't. So that's why I tell people, before I give a motherfucker some money, I'm gonna give him some information. Cause one thing I know, a motherfucker. One thing I know about people. Is this right here. Most people want money because they don't want to go get the information they need to get the money. And the problem I find with that shit is this right here. How can you keep it? Because if you don't know what it takes to get it, you damn sure don't know what it takes to keep it. And that's where a lot of people fall in that hole at, man. It's because you spend all your time trying to chase the bag, but you ain't got no information to do with it once you get the bag. So what you go to doing? Spending money on bullshit. Like I said in podcasts, either you collecting trash or you creating memories. Either you collecting trash or you goddamn creating memories. Because that's the only thing money going to buy is trash. Well, I ain't going to say that's the only thing it's going to buy. But if you ain't got the information or the know-how to be able to use that money to benefit you, to be able to put you on another level that's able to give you more access to more information, then I know what you're going to do with it. At the mall, in the clubs, that type of shit. And all that type of shit do is turn to trash. So that's why I tell people, man, you got to get up every day, man. And you got to seek out this information, man. You got to do all this at one time. You got to get some money and you got to get the information. You can't spend all your time trying to get to some money and then you ain't got the information you need once you got the money. Because then you're going to go to a motherfucker who do got the information and he going to goddamn fuck you over because he know you don't got it. You know what I'm saying? He know you don't got it. So that's why I say, man, fuck your excuses. Fuck your excuses, man. And anybody that make them motherfuckers, man. Because that's just how I feel, man. Because like I said, man, excuses ain't never did nothing for me, man. It ain't never did nothing for me. And it ain't never did nothing for the shit that I was going through. I had to get to a point in my life, man, where I had to separate myself from that bullshit, man. I had to really sit down, man, and evaluate what the fuck I was doing. Not what the world was doing. I can't use the world as an excuse for why I ain't got my shit together, because I'm going to be in a world of motherfucking trouble. I can't use the fact that I'm black as an excuse for why I ain't got the information I need to have, because I'm going to always be black until I die. And I'm 49 years old, about to be 50 in September. And what I look like still making excuses right now? What I look like 50 years old, broke, fucked up, ain't got my shit together, out here goddamn running around, looking for people to motherfucking do shit for me that I can do for myself. I would look like a motherfucking fool, man. That's what I would look like, man. And one thing I ain't is a fool. So I ain't finna act like one, and I ain't finna put on the clothes to be like one. See, I'm a thinker, man. And I think for my motherfucking self. So that's why I tell people, miss me with the motherfucking excuses, man. Motherfuckers always sitting around talking about, and don't get me, and like I tell y'all all the time, people, I ain't saying ain't none of that shit that you feeling or you seeing ain't going on in the world. I'm trying to say, if you making that for an excuse for why you ain't got your shit together, you tripping. If you think because of the war that's going over there in Ukraine, and I would like to send my deepest condolences and prayers to the people of Ukraine. But if you think that's the reason for why you can't got them afford to get gas, bitch, you tripping. You tripping. The reason you can't afford, or the reason you think you can't afford to get it, because you ain't have your shit together before that shit started. See, you was barely getting by then. And now that this shit done jumped off, it done pushed you over the motherfucking edge. And now here you is still making excuses instead of getting your shit together, instead of doing the shit that you need to be doing. Matter of fact, instead of just going a little bit harder. But see, that's what I know, man. Motherfuckers ain't trying to go hard, man. So I tell them, go home. Because the winner's going to win and the loser's going to lose, man. That's just how it go. That's just how it go. People that really want to motherfucking eat going to get up every day and do exactly what they need to do. Not to eat, but to gather the food they need to eat. So like I said, man, fuck your excuses, man. And that's what you need to be saying every time you stomach the feeling or the urge to make one of them motherfuckers, man. Because an excuse is just like a holy sock. It just show your foot. What I'm trying to say, an excuse just show who you really are. You just a person who ain't really want to have what you say you want to have. So you spend most of your time wasting your time talking about shit that you really want to have. And that's what drives you crazy. It's because you talking about some shit that you want to have, but you ain't doing nothing you need to do to go get it. And then on top of that, you making an excuse for why you ain't got it. Motherfucker tried to come to me and talk about systemic racism. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I'm black, but fuck that shit. Miss me with that. Miss me with that. We passed that. We passed that, people. Well, at least I am. And at least the people that I look to and I look at past that shit, man. See, like I tell people, man, you can believe whatever you want to believe. You can believe whatever you want to believe, man. I choose to believe, man, that I can do whatever the fuck I want to do and I can be whatever the fuck I want to be in my life. And the reason I believe that is because when I didn't believe that, man, I was who I was, where I was, when I was, man. And it ain't getting me no way, man. It ain't getting me nowhere. It's about accountability, people. It's about getting up and taking accountability for the shit that you really doing in your life, man. Instead of complaining about the school systems that your children going to, complain the fact that you ain't getting up every day and furthering your motherfucking education so you can get a better job. That'll put you in a better tax bracket. That'll allow you to go to a better motherfucking zip code. That will allow your children to get a better motherfucking education. See, that's what it really is, man. That's what it really is. See, I tell people, man, you got to play the game to get caught up in the game. Like, don't none of this shit even happen to you, man. Because like I said, people, I'm not saying that ain't none of that shit that you feeling ain't going on in the world. But listen to what I said. It's going on in the world. And if you placing your life in the hands of the world, so then once again, you're going to be in the world of motherfucking trouble. You're going to be in the world of trouble. So like I said, man, fuck your excuses, man. Get your shit together. Try harder. Go out here and get this information, man. Go out here and get this information, man. That's what's really important, man. That's what's really, I'm telling you, that's what you need, man. And ain't nobody hiding no information, man. You just ain't got them looking for it. You ain't looking for it, man. Man, I see too many successful people out here in this world, man, to believe I can't be successful, man. I just don't believe that nothing in this world can stop me from doing whatever the fuck I want to do in my life. I just don't believe that, man. Now, I ain't saying that there ain't shit in this world that's trying to, but can't nothing stop me, man. Can't nothing stop me, man. And if it do, I ain't finna say that's the reason for why I stopped. I stopped because I didn't want to go no further, man. I stopped because I didn't want to go no further. I didn't want to try no harder. I didn't want to go through the shit that I knew I was going to have to go through to do the shit that I wanted to do, man. That's why I stopped, man. When I wake up in the morning, man, and I don't go to the gym the way I need to go to the gym, it's only for one reason, man. Because I don't want to do the shit I know I'm going to have to do when I get in that motherfucker, man. So I don't make no excuses about it. I just sit home and find me something else to do. You know what I'm saying? But it damn sure ain't sitting around here bullshitting, man. It damn sure ain't sitting around here bullshitting. Because the same way you can look at something, man, in a negative way, you can look at that shit in a positive way if you want to. And I ain't trying to tell you to always make something positive out of negative shit, because a lot of time it don't help you any motherfucking way. No, people tell you, oh, at least you ain't got it bad as this person. What the fuck that do for me if I got it bad, though? See, you can't get, sometimes you can't get positive out of negative, man. No matter how you try to pull that shit out of that motherfucker, man, it just ain't there for you. See, positive is positive, man. And negative positive is negative shit. So that's why I tell you, man, it's all about, man, how hard you try, man. And how long you gonna keep trying until you succeed. See, yeah, a lot of y'all try hard, but you don't try hard long enough. You don't work hard long enough. Yeah, you work hard, but then as soon as you get exhausted, you give up. You got to get past that shit, man. You got to work hard long enough, man. Long enough until that shit happened. Long enough until that shit happened, man. But sitting around here making excuses, man, for why this shit ain't happening, man, is crazy, man. Because I know that ain't the real reason for why that shit ain't really happening. It's because of you. And you know it's because of you. And the fact that you won't do shit about it, man, is your motherfucking fault. So that's why I tell people, man, miss me with them excuses, man. Because they don't do nothing for you. So telling me ain't gonna damn shoot. Man, look, man. Like I said, man, fuck your excuses. And I'm gonna keep saying that. I'm gonna keep saying that, man. Because the reason you don't succeed, man, is because you not doing everything you need to do to motherfucking succeed, man. Because one thing I can tell you, man, that shit that you complaining about that's going on outside your door, man, that shit ain't gonna stop. That shit ain't gonna stop. As much as we want it to, man, that shit ain't gonna stop. Somebody gonna always find a reason to fight somebody. Somebody gonna always find a reason to kill somebody. Somebody gonna always find a reason to do wrong to somebody, man. But at the end of the day, man, what's your reason? What's your reason, man? What's your reason for getting up every day, man? What's your purpose for living, man? See, these are the things you got to ask yourself, man. These are the things you got to figure out, man. But making excuses, man, don't allow you to do that. Making excuses don't allow you to get the information you need, man. It just don't. It just don't, man. And I'm telling y'all, people, I'm speaking from experience, man. I'm speaking from experience. I tell y'all, man, when I do this shit, man, I don't do this shit, man, because I always, man, look here, man, I'm telling you, I was fucked up longer than I been straight. But now that I'm straight, man, I ain't finna never be fucked up again. And the reason I can say that, man, is because I'm in control of that. I'm in control of whether or not I motherfucking make it or I don't make it, man. I'm in control. I'm in control of the attitude that I'm going to have every day, man. I'm in control of the way I get up, man, and I choose to treat the people that I have in my life, man. I'm in control of that, man. And if anything go wrong, man, that's my fault, man. Even if it ain't my fault, it's still my fault, man. Because somewhere in between that shit, man, I played a part in it. Give a fuck if it's goddamn fucking with somebody who wasn't good for me, man. That's my fault. So that's why I don't even fuck with people like that, man. I'm telling you. If you ain't good for yourself, man, I know you ain't going to be good for me. So I ain't taking no chances on that shit, man. So that's why I tell people, man, all the time, man, you ain't got your shit together, man. I can't do nothing for you. Because I ain't got that. I ain't, you know it. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I can do for you, man, is give you information. And most people, man, don't want information, man. They want that money. And I ain't giving nobody my money. I ain't giving nobody my money, man. Not to be bullshitting. Now, we trying to do something to make some shit happen, you know what I'm saying? And got them open some different type of shit and make different type of shit happen, man. That's going to be beneficial to not only me and you, but our families and shit. Okay, let's do that. But if we finna sit around this bitch, man, and make excuses for why you ain't did what you needed to do, man, or why the shit didn't go right and all that shit, man, I ain't got time for that. Because like I said, I ain't wasting money and I ain't wasting my time. It just ain't going to happen with me, man. Like I told y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? I do this shit because I love to do this shit, man. I don't do this shit because I have to do this, man. I don't have to do this shit, man. Because like I said, man, I'm good. Matter of fact, I'm great. Because I know it's going to take that to get me through everything I need to go through, man. I got to be great, man. I don't see it no other way. Every day I wake up, I'm great. As soon as I open my eyes, I'm great, man. Well, how you do? I'm great. I ain't describing my day. My day may be okay. My day may be all right, but I'm great. Me, I'm great. I'm great. Because see, like I said, I ain't got control over a lot of shit that go on in the world and a lot of the shit that's going to be coming at me. But I got total control over what I'm going to do once it do. See, I see that shit coming a mile away. All that shit. I see problems mile away down the road. You know why? Because I'm always on top of my shit. See, I ain't finna let a problem get right up on me, man, and then have to deal with that shit. Hell no. See, I see that motherfucker coming around. I'm gonna tell them what I do. So I ain't even got the goddamn foot. You know, I'm on my shit, man. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't getting up every day, man, if I ain't telling my wife I love her, man, I ain't finna make no excuse about that shit. I'm gonna tell her I'm wrong, man. You know what? Baby, you know what? And I'm gonna fix that. Making excuses don't allow you to fix shit, people. I'm telling you, it don't allow you to fix shit. The minute you start to goddamn utter that shit out your mouth, man, it destroys every chance of you trying to do anything you need to do at that fucking moment. I ain't saying for the rest of your life, man, because even after you make that excuse, you get a chance to correct that motherfucker. See, a lot of times people don't correct that motherfucker. They just live on it. They just stand on it. They stay on it. They act like that shit real. They act like that shit is unremovable. Like they can't motherfucking get away from that shit. It's just like that. It's just going to be like that for the rest of their life. And let me tell you something. It will if you believe that. It will if that's how you get up every day and continue to live your life making excuses for why you ain't got your shit together, man. That's what it's going to be like. And the bad thing about it, it's going to be like that for your children. It's going to be like that for your children. Because what will happen, you'll start making excuses for your children and your children going to start making excuses for their motherfucking self. And it's going to linger and linger and linger. Now that's systemic. That's systemic right there. And you doing that to yourself, and you doing that to your children, and you doing that to any motherfucking body that you put around you, and you open your mouth and you talk that bullshit, man. And you wrong for that shit, man. Because you got to be the better example, man. And making excuses in front of your children, man, show your children, hey, I ain't got to try that hard. I just got to make an excuse. Anytime I do something, I mean, oh, it was his fault. I wouldn't have did that if he wouldn't have did this. No, motherfucker, you wouldn't have did that if you wouldn't have did that. See, it always come back to you people. That's all I'm trying to say. It always come back to you. That shit like a ball on the wall. Boom, right back to you. And if you don't catch it, it'll hit you in your motherfucking head. Just like them goddamn excuses you be making. Because like I said, man, I ain't saying ain't none of that shit. I know what's going on. I know what's going on in the world, man. Because I'm informed, but I'm not influenced. I'm informed, but I'm not influenced, man. Like I said, man, I'm 49 years old. I've been black 49 years. I'll be 50 in September. And I'm going to be black in September. Unless something drastically change. That I ain't got, like, I get some pigment disease, and you know what I'm saying? But still, I'm black. That's what it say on my birth certificate. Good for happening, you know, shit, man, I'm black. So being black can't be an excuse, man. Being black gonna be the reason I succeed in my motherfucking life, man. It's gonna be the reason, man. It ain't gonna be the excuse, man. See, I'm gonna be the example for change, man. See, I used to be an example for that bullshit. I'm telling you, man, I used to be out there, people. I used to live out there in that world. I used to be out there in that world, man. Every fucking day, man. And in order to be out there in that world every day, man, you got to give, you got to be risking your life every day to be out there, man. So I know what's going on out there, man. I'm telling you, I really do. But that's why I had to come inside, man. Because that's the only way I can get my shit together, man. I could continue to go outside that door every fucking day and not have my shit together, man, because I ain't prepared. And when you ain't prepared to go out there in that world, I ain't even got to tell you what's gonna happen. Because you know, you got to be prepared, people. You got to be prepared. So like I said, man, you know, hey, got to try harder. Matter of fact, fuck trying. You got to do harder. I don't give a fuck, man. When it seems like shit tightening up, go harder. When it seems like you just can't go no more, go harder. When it seems like everything against you, go harder. Go harder, man. And don't stop. I don't care how easy shit start to get for you. Go harder. That's just how this shit work, man. The only thing that I come to realize about successful people and people that ain't successful are goals that are accomplished and the ones that not accomplished. Because if you look at people that complain, that's stressing, that's going through all the shit that they going through in their life, it come from making excuses about the goals you not accomplishing. That's what this shit come down to, man. It's just as simple as that, man. So if you think that's the reason, then that's going to be the reason. But that don't mean it's true. That don't mean it's true. And the reason I know this, man, because like I tell y'all every time I talk to y'all, man, is, man, you already got everything you need. You just don't believe it. And so because you don't believe it, you believe in other people that you think do. And then you wait for them to do something for you that they can't do. And that's change your motherfucking life. So look, man, like I said, man, I just want to say thank y'all again, man, for, you know, chiming in, checking me out, man. This is the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, man, season 3, episode 7. And I got here not from making excuses, but from getting up every motherfucking day and accomplishing the goals I set out for myself. And in between that, collected information that's going to allow me to get more money. That's all this shit about, people. It's about working hard, never giving up, collecting as much information as you can collect. See, people, information is free. You can go on YouTube, man, and goddamn get to become whatever you want to become. It's motherfuckers on there, man, just giving out that shit, bro. Tutorials. I think I'm saying that right. Once again, my wife said, yeah, I see over the shaking head. Tutorials that will take you step for step on what you need to do whatever it is you want to do. But see, you feel like that's wasting your time. But really, you wasting your time. You wasting your time, man. You ain't never wasting time getting money or getting information. You can't do it. How you wasting time if you getting money, you getting information? Now, You wasting your time if you ain't getting the right information. That's what you really waste. That's how you wasting your time. Sitting around people that complain, that's always motherfucking goddamn in shit. People that just sit around and don't be wanting to do nothing, and then got them sit around and look at other people and get mad at them because they ain't doing something that they feel they should be doing. Man, it ain't nobody's responsibility to take care of no grown motherfucker. Let me get that out the motherfucking way, man. Because see, one thing, man, one thing people try to make you do, man, is feel bad about your motherfucking success. They'll get mad at you because you got your shit together. Well, let me tell you something. I get mad back at them. I get mad at them because they ain't got their shit together. I get mad at them for that. They get mad at me because they think I'm their friend and I'm supposed to goddamn help them out. Well, I get mad at them because if they my friend, they supposed to goddamn have their own shit together. And look, people, I ain't saying that I don't goddamn do things for people because I do. But I don't do things for people that could do for their motherfucking self. I just don't do it. Say it how you want to say it. Take it how you want to take it, man. It is what it is, man. I like nice shit. I like Jordans. I like got them nice clothes, man. I like to go on nice trips. I like to get money. I like to have money. I like to look at my bank account and see money. I like my credit score to go up because I'm doing the shit that I need to do to let my credit score go up. See, I like to do shit like that, man. I like to find out information, man, about what can I do to utilize my money in the best way. I like to do shit like that. I like to go get more information that I can add on to the shit that I already know that can help me advance in the shit that I'm trying to do. I like that shit, man. I'm telling y'all people, if you think, look, first of all, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, look, proof in the motherfucking pudding. Go back, if you want to, on YouTube or on my Instagram page and look where this shit come from. Look at the steps I had to take to get here. And one thing you gonna see that's gonna always be consistent in my videos is me. I don't give a fuck who was there when it first started. I'm still here because I'm consistent about the shit that I do. And I'm willing to get up and go get that information that was gonna help me be able to continue to do the shit that I love to do. And I love talking this shit. I love sitting in this chair. I love motherfucking looking into that motherfucking camera. And I love opening my mouth, man, to give people information that they can use to benefit them and helping them get their shit together. Notice I said, help them get their shit together. Because I ain't getting involved in that shit, man. I tell people all the time, man, the hardest thing you're going to do before you die is change your motherfucking life, man. I know I'm 49 years old, like I said, from the beginning and in the middle of this podcast, about to be 5th of September. If anybody want to, you know, send big on something, I ain't asking you to now. But what I'm saying is this right here. Got to get this shit together, people. Like I said, man, I just want to say thank y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? For coming in, checking your man Big Gunk out, man. And, you know, and doing what I do, man. I love to do this shit, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Episode 7. Fuck your excuses. Where's your information? I mean, fuck your excuses. Where's the information? That's what you need to be finding. I'm over here trying to chase the bag. Bitch, you need to chase a book. You need to chase a book. You trying to get some money and you don't even know how to read the contract. Then you sign a contract and then you get fucked over and you get mad at the person that got the information that knew what was in the contract. Bitch, that's your fault. That's your fault. You can't be signing nothing that you don't know what the fuck going on in that motherfucker. They come back 10 years later, talking about, oh, somebody, they fucked me, they ain't this guy. Bitch, you sign that shit. See, the problem is you want that money. You were chasing the bag instead of trying to get that information. And so because you didn't have the information, you sat down and all you wanted to see was the zeros. Which you should have been looking at with that fine print. Because that described how all them zeros going to break down. You fuck around and look back again and all you got is a zero. And now you got them mad at him. Man, he went to school. He got the education. Hey, look, I ain't saying that it's fucked up. But I'm saying that's your fault. That's your fault. Because had you knew what you needed to know, you would never got caught. Look, man, y'all, I'm a country dude, man. So, you know, I go off in the shit over and I mean, I told y'all, look, man, I'm about to go, man. Like I said, man, I got shit to do, man. I'm still trying to change my life, man. I am, people. Right now today, I'm still trying to change my life. People look at me and think like, oh, I got it together, man. Yeah. Yeah. I do. But not all the way together. So until I get my shit all the way together, man, I'm going to try hard. And I'm going to go get me the information I need to continue to get my shit together. And I suggest y'all do the same thing, man. And stop getting it from motherfuckers who don't know shit. Motherfucker goddamn giving you doctor information and they ain't even never been to school to be a nurse. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker telling you what you should be doing with your motherfucking life and you believe in them. Man, I'm telling you, man. I don't do that shit, bro. If I'm gonna listen to somebody, I'm gonna listen to somebody that got that information. I ain't gonna listen to nobody who think they know it all. Because more people that think they know it all don't know it all. So before I go, man, look, man, thank y'all again, man. This your motherfucking man, Big Unk, man, episode 7. Fuck your excuses, man. I love y'all because I love y'all, not because I know y'all, man. Knowing is half the battle.
I'm a boss. I ain't got time for no bullshit. You waste the mind, you catch that eye.